If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We've got the Butkuses here in the studio. I got to welcome you guys in immediately, get this thing rolling. Dick, it's a real honor to have you here.
Well, good. It's good to be back here in the surrounding area. I kind of remember a few things here.
Yeah, you used to work here.
That's it. Yep.
You did it for a long time. Did you enjoy your run as an analyst on the Bears radio?
Oh, it was actually, I liked it better than TV. Actually, you know, we started in 85 with the great Bears team, and I believe it was, what, 3 or 4 years later, Brett Musburger gave me a call and said, you know, how would you like to replace the Greek on NFL Today? And I said, well, I'll try it. So that went 2 years, but it was totally different. You know, it just wasn't for me. And so when Brent left, and I left too, and I think I came back for a couple more years. So,
right.
Yeah, I really liked it. I probably would have continued to do it, but I was doing, you know, I was doing a series, and I'd leave Friday night after Matt's games, and, you know, then I'd have to go to New York and all this stuff. And so it really got tough traveling. That's, you know, going to Pontiac, you know, that's a $100 cab ride. I mean, that's how far it is from the Detroit airport.
Right.
Whereas if you're here in town, you fly with the team, you go to the team hotel, you know, you get
it's a lot easier.
Get a little spoiled, you know, it's
sure.
A lot easier. And so I was doing it like a normal guy, and it got to be really a hassle and real tough.
Matt, what's it like growing up as Dick Butkus' son? Because not only was he a great player, they named the award for the best linebacker after him. What's that like?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit different than everybody thinks. It's always been compared to how he plays on the field of how he was at home, which was...
He didn't rip your head off if you didn't eat your vegetables.
Well, I'm not going to say that. But totally opposite. You know, you do have to... you know, you do have a little guard up for you know, letting people in and stuff like that. But after a while, you know, when he gets to know you, it's pretty much for life until you screw up. So
now you guys are here. We'll talk football in a minute. You guys are here. You're very, very involved in anti-steroid campaign. IPlayClean.org is your website. So I did my homework. And
first guy.
Eric.
No, I'm kidding.
It's a sad statement on my profession. But steroids have really, we've just, I think, hit the tip of the iceberg as it continues to get bigger and bigger every day. Barry Bonds, or we see guys tested all the time. Dick, was that stuff around when you were playing? Did you see it?
No, I never knew what it was. It was, I think it came in later, maybe 73, 4, 5 in there, because... No pro team really had like a strength coach.
Right.
And so then they started getting the idea, well, maybe if you are stronger and would help as a football player. So they started hiring or trying to hire, well, who are we going to hire for a strength coach? Duh. Well, let's go get a weightlifter, a competitive weightlifter at that. They know something about it, which... you know, really wasn't really the right way to go about it. But anyway, those people, you know, had ties with the Germans and the Russians, and I think that's how it first started.
In terms of weight training, how much weight training did you do as you were getting ready to play? Because now it's a 12-month-a-year commitment.
Well, I, you know what happened to me? I was like 8 or 9 years old, and I was swimming on the south side there at the Natatorium at Griffith. The pool, and we were in the back room goofing around as kids, and I lifted up a barbell and I fell over backward, lost my balance, and I like cracked my wrist a little bit. So I remember going to grammar school. I had a cast on, and from that moment on, I said, no, I'm not fooling with weights. And even though I worked in construction, I worked as a furniture mover every summer from high school and through college. But never per se lifted until later when I got a hold of, when I was having trouble with my knee, somebody told me, I was down in Florida, and somebody told me about Arthur Jones, the inventor of Nautilus. So I went to him, and he just said, you know, it was just too late to do anything, but that started, you know, a long relationship. I worked for him for about 7 or 8 years and really learned what weight training was all about and the proper way to do it. And that's why I'm glad to say that Nautilus today is backing us on this. Because, you know, when you talk to a kid about steroids or whatever, well, what are you going to do then? Well, you know, with Nautilus, they've got the proper equipment to build strength naturally. With all the advances in the nutrition today, that can be helpful. And then you just have to have the right attitude, man, and you can get gains and not worry about jeopardizing your health.
Was nutrition a big thing when you were coming up, or was it eat a couple cheeseburgers and let's go?
No, that was, you know, the old steak and everything else like that. It's completely different now.
How about when you were growing up? I mean, did you start to see some of the advances that we're seeing today?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit more than probably my dad started seeing the performance enhancing stuff. I was at University of Southern Cal from 89 to 94, so it was pretty.
And you're a big guy.
Yeah,
I mean, did you have guys coming up to you going, dude, I can hook you up?
No, I was. Well, yeah, I was actually this. I'm a big guy now, and I was the smallest guy on the team. But yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, you'd see it now and then, and now, you know, I have a lot of friends and other former players that are looked back to what their body should be like. And I'm like, well, when is that going to happen to me? You know,
right.
You know, it's not going to happen to me because this is how I am. There was unnatural. So they're, you know, totally, you know, 200 pounds lighter. And you look at them like, what, you know, they're back to what their body should be like. So.
Well, Dick, what did you play at? What weight?
I played around 245 to 250.
And today you see guys playing. I mean, it's amazing. A lineman, there's no lineman smaller than 300 pounds.
Right. We had Frank Cornish and Franklin McRae. I think those were the first 300-pounders that we had with us. But that's, you know, everybody seems to be getting bigger and faster and stronger. But, you know, what it is, you know, with the kids, that they see the money or the influence of parents in the wrong direction. So they start taking this stuff. I mean, we got next to, and Matt's on the board of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, and you know, that guy's son committed suicide coming off of steroids. Really didn't know that much about it.
And he was a baseball player.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was a baseball pitcher, and he was told to get bigger, stronger, and faster if he wanted to make the big leagues, but didn't tell him how. And so he started talking to his teammates, and the next thing you know, he's on it. So we want to get that message out, and through that iPlayClean.org website. It's just a week old, and I'm telling you, the response, I mean, we got to get rolling here because everybody is really, you know, we're getting emails back from all over the country about, you know, it's finally, and what help do you need and whatever. And what we have to do is we got to educate the players, of course, and then their parents, coaches, educators, because my cardiologist, after my surgery, I had some problems 7 years ago, 6 years ago. Anyway, he did just like a little test. I know it was a small group, but he took 14 known bodybuilders, a couple Mr. Universes in there, and they were, you know, known steroid abusers. And he did this EBCT scan and tried to do like a regular physical on them. And he was appalled at the shape they were in and what that does to their insides. And he's thinking, wait a minute. So he came to me and you know, we wrote a book about diet, what they did for me after I had my bypass. And so then we hooked up with the Hooten Foundation, and we wanted to get that message out because everybody's so cavalier about it. I mean, it's just like in the pros. Well, the pros are over and done with. I don't, you know, they ask me, well, what do you think about Bonds? I said, I don't give a damn about Bonds. What we got to do is get to the high school kids.
Grassroots.
You know? Remember, I don't know about you, but when we were in high school, if you saw a kid that was smoking or doing drugs, you know, the sports guy would say, you know, let's, you know, that guy's a punk.
Right.
And it seems to have turned the other way around. So with the pledge that we like to have the players take is that, you know, we started at the grassroots in high school because, believe me, there's over a million kids on it, if not more. Girls, 14 to 18 years old, are some of the biggest abusers.
Really?
Because of the cut look. You know, we got to look, you know, with the ads.
Six-pack,
you know,
abs. Six, yeah.
You know, that's right. Anyway, and so, I mean, just some of the things I've run across, it's just unbelievable. And I'll just tell you one. I was at the Taylor Hooten golf tournament last year. And Don Hooten says, Dick, I want to introduce you to this kid. And he was 24 years old, and he was a bodybuilder. Always wanted to be a bodybuilder. Was a steroid abuser. He had had 3 strokes and 2 heart attacks, and the kid was 24.
My God.
And he was still had the effects of the stroke. Couldn't speak very well or whatever. He goes back, and then Don says, hey, Jim, tell Dick what happened at college when you went back to your reunion. He goes back to his college for a reunion with his fraternity brothers or whatever, and everybody's saying, oh man, you know, hope you get better, geez, you're looking good, this and that, but do you know where you can score some steroids for us?
You've
and
got
here
me,
this kid is like, you know, physically messed up and
mush.
So, you know, and you I can go on. I mean, and why people think this is, you know, just I don't know what it is. They're so blasé about it. And it really comes down to this. Well, you've got parents' influence and everything else. I've even heard that parents supplying this stuff to
I've
their kids.
That.
You know? Here's what you got to think, what we got to educate them as to. The chances of them ever getting to the pros is about, I don't know what it is, 1% or whatever. So here's what you got to do, kids. Are you going to stay away from steroids so that you might have a healthy life if you're not one of those 1%? And the same token, are you going to go take the steroids with a chance that you might make it to the pros, but you're almost guaranteed to have a hell of a problem health-wise when
right,
you're 30?
Right, cut your life short.
You know.
We've got the Butkuses here in the studio, and they have got an unbelievable website, iplayclean.org. You've got to check it out.